Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Sandspans Radio, have you ever seen that photo on the internet that says attempted murder and it's a picture of two crows on a chair and people like, if you get it, don't explain it? Well, here I am to explain it to you. A group of crows is a murder of crows, so two crows is an attempted murder because they're trying to get a group of crows. It's funny now, you can laugh.
Today's episode has been sponsored in part by Geek Fuel. Just go to geekfuel.com/sandspans and sign up and we get like $7, which is nice. Or you can donate to our Patreon, and for $5 a month, you can get access to the Patreon-only Dropbox, which lets you listen to episodes at least 2 weeks ahead of everyone else. All these links are in the show notes of this very episode. Also, we're still running that art competition, so if you want to play a part in the adventure, get scribbling and send them our way, sanspantsradio@gmail.com, and you might get to work with Adam Cantor in our next side quest adventure, which I think we're going to be calling D&D is for Dad. Anyways, enjoy the third and final installment of D&D is for James, because next week we're on to Season 2.
Welcome to another regular episode of D&D is for James. Previously?
Good to see it.
Now, lads, this has been a disgusting adventure so far. Yeah. Unwash norm, sewer. Shit. But that's fine. Let's find some thieves.
Three potential people that this could be.
Grr. Mm-hmm. You yourself are half-orc. Mm-hmm. I'm not half anything, and he's a half-lick.
Change of plan. Gamble?
Gamble. So, we didn't find out shit.
He could have still been the guy, and you wouldn't know.
What? What? Not that I'm angry, but why did you shoot him in the...
I thought shit was about to go sour.
You want to help me just drag these bodies into the sea?
Yeah, I was going to say, throw them in the sea along with the table and chairs.
Yes, yes. Especially the chairs.
Yeah, chuck them in the...
Kick those chairs.
We leave the table.
We fighting goblins in the street.
Well, they don't want to be grabbed, do they?
I got spurs. They jingle, jingle, jingle.
Oi, you. You want to fight?
He's gone by the time he said that.
We give chase.
We join our trio in hot pursuit.
I feel like you should scoop up Buckle onto your shoulders.
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Whoop, one under one arm, whoop, under the other.
You'd probably be moving faster if you didn't do that.
Oh. But he's got
you turn the
legs.
Corner and you're pretty close. You're like nipping at his heels right now. He's running as well. Away from
rugby tackle him.
Yeah.
He like turns around, sees how close
Clear
you guys
eyes,
are.
Strong hearts, gonna tackle that motherfucker.
You guys are going after him?
Yep.
Okay, Buckle, wait, are you being carried?
Yes. Throw me.
Well, you are faster on foot.
Throw him.
You're right.
You can try to throw him. That doesn't mean much.
No, throw him at the other guy.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying.
Can
he hold me near the ground as my legs are speeding up and then he puts me
For
down
real?
And then I'm off?
Wait, are you actually throwing him?
No, he's like speeding up and I'm going to lower him and then he's just going to...
Okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever. You'll win. You get your wishes granted. And I get to go home and forget this ever happened. Hi, I'm Adam.
This guy, whoever it is leading you down like all these back alleys. I keep saying alleys. This is a
back
sewer
sewers.
Network.
It's all
these
alleys.
Back tunnels and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like every alley, every road here is circular just by the nature, just letting you know. Cool. You're going down all these quotation marks, back streets and back alleys. Eventually, after a little bit, the noise and bustle of the major streets is completely gone, replaced by like a quieter sound of like homes, some smaller businesses, and just like very small foot traffic. Then after that, it's replaced by just quiet. All you can hear is like the soft movements of the sewage and your own like feet as they slam hard. At that point, it's a little bit of a gift. Because every now and then he gets super far ahead of you, but you can still hear him very easily because it echoes.
Neat.
Good.
You come to one long straight bend. I want to draw this for you guys because I
Can I do the thing that Sonic does where you run up a loop and do a loop-de-loop?
Yes. I got it's okay. There it is.
Fucking Sonic in that thing he does where he jumps and slams back down on you.
Yeah.
That is the worst in Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Why isn't Sonic good anymore?
I know what. Fuck. Sonic Advance 3 is a ripper game.
Is that on Game Boy Advance?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like the last good Sonic game I've ever played.
I never liked Sonic. I'll put that out there.
Why not?
Fair enough.
I don't know. It's never.
Did you play any of the Sonic games?
Yeah.
What was your
the early like the
what was your what do you got against more,
like the Master Sega?
Why are you talking shit about Sonic?
It doesn't hold up compared to like the Mario games.
I know, I've never
Sonic
liked
will
them.
Grind to a halt, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only good when you're
frustrating.
Moving. Yeah,
because you're like, yeah, I'm getting momentum, I'm getting momentum, and then you hit just like a one of those robot things. You're like, yeah, you and your rings go. Everywhere.
Yeah,
fucking like, fuck this
it was
shit.
So much blast processing, which is what they sold that on.
Yeah,
you couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah, trash.
Not a fan.
Mario,
super good.
Some.
I had an Atari Lynx.
Alex the Kid, though.
Oh, yeah, Alex the Kid.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
I recently finished the like original Super Mario Brothers. A hard time.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so I got a super rough picture going. Let me describe it. So you've got the tunnel that you guys were chasing this guy down. It ends at a T intersection. At the opposite end, you can see him standing at a corner looking back at you guys. And it's a him, you can tell now. Yeah. He's pulled back the hood and it's a male.
Yeah. Human?
Human, yes.
It's not Cat Mooney.
Along this corridor, dang, you can see there are smaller pipes, just like they're Mario broken up by the tunnel itself. So you can pass through them, but they cross, what is it, parallel? Not parallel. What's the
yeah,
other
parallel.
One?
No, not parallel. No, perpendicular.
Perpendicular, yeah, they pass perpendicular. There's six of them in total broken by this corridor. And at the either side where they get broken by the corridor, there are flaps. You're watching them for just a second. And then from the one closest to you guys, both of the flaps flick open. And with a lot of pressure, sewage water blasts between them.
Oh, no.
Run, run, run.
Up the other end with the guy you've been chasing, you see Mark, Bark, and Dark kneeling on the ground, tied up with... I was about to say with black bags over their heads. You can't tell who it is then. So I guess they don't have black bags over their heads.
Blindfold.
Blindfolded. Yeah, that's better.
You idiots, where'd you get captured? Fucking Mark, Bark, and Dark. Tell you what.
The guy at the other end gives you like a bit of a sly grin. And then three more people come from either side of the T intersection on the opposite end from you guys. One of them is a female who you presume to be Elizabeth.
Cat Mooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Fish Woman.
Looking for me, she says.
Well, not
obviously.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
I just want you guys to know, every now and then.
Okay. Are we still, we're still running then, yeah?
Oh, do you run through it?
It's in front of us.
Yeah, it's in front of you. It's between you and them.
Or constantly.
Or is it like a time thing?
You're not sure exactly how it works. It just happens every now and then.
Mm. So it's a risk to jump in front of it.
Mm. You'd have to run through all six of them to get to the other end.
Oh, they all do it. Okay.
Yes, maybe one of them doesn't, yeah.
We are looking for you. Yes, you're right. Can we chat? Also, how'd you know?
Your friends gave you up.
God damn it, Mark, Dark, and Bark!
Hey, you don't know which one it was. Which one was it?
Obviously the one with the most fingers, she says.
God damn it, Mark. Dark has no fingers.
What?
Bark only has fingers on one hand.
No, I'm saying we cut fingers off to make them
talk.
We know.
No, we know.
No, just Dark was born with no fingers.
I honestly didn't know if you knew or not. You guys keep... I honestly, every now and then, I'm like, nah, the bar is low enough at this point. I can't possibly... Oh no, they still... Bar needs to be set lower. Bar needs to be set lower.
Yeah, it does.
We just want to talk?
Yeah, okay, we're here, we're talking, she says.
Is there anywhere without flowing shit we can go to?
No.
Oh.
It's a sewer, she said.
That's a good point, I guess.
That's a good point, actually.
You're a sassy lass.
Is this yours? Raise up the cloak.
No.
She's bluntly asking.
She's wearing
a cloak. Did you steal the diamond?
Yeah,
she has to like turn around so you can see it.
We're looking for. Did you steal the diamond from the tower?
No. You guys don't know you rolled.
No, we know.
No, you don't.
So she says no?
She says no, and that seems believable.
All right, then.
Have our mates back.
Yeah, can we have Mark, Bark, and Dark back, please?
You sure can. They leave.
Right, so long. I guess it's the dwarf, then.
There it is.
You still have the matter of retrieving your three friends. Yes.
Wow! Oh,
right, Mark, Bark, and Dark, come here.
Just
follow the sound of sewage.
For real?
Rushing sewage.
Our voices.
Yes. Are we going to let this stand? I mean, I guess so. She could go.
Highs
right?
or lows.
Well,
I'm going to say.
I mean, we could investigate further.
You bet. Let's cut our losses.
Gerg, highs or lows?
Highs. The kind of thing is, I kind of want them to get
yeah, around.
Buckle, highs or lows?
High.
High?
Yeah.
And highs or lows?
Low. All three washed away.
Just drowned.
Adam's face is happy, so I think things are sad.
At the midpoint, as they're passing one of the things, you see it happen, but there's nothing you can do. The panels open up. Mark says, "Is something?"
And he's okay.
And he lives. And
No, it hits all three of them.
Oh no, my guys! No. Well, they didn't prove that useful.
That's so true.
In the end, no. Them.
In the end, you know, they didn't lead us to this guy. The hooded figure did.
That's a good point.
They're useless. They can die in a sewer.
Mark, Bark and Dark get up. Mark is gone.
Mark! he was probably my favorite.
There's that sewer water. They all three of them get blasted, like knocked prone into that sewer water. Mark and Dark get like up and are spitting it out of their mouths and stuff like that.
Ew.
Mark just doesn't get up.
That's right. Bark was my favorite.
Then when they get to the last,
he's got no fingers.
Last two.
Bark! Oh, no.
And they're not Bark.
Hey, they live happily ever after, my lads.
They've got sewage immunity. Is that a thing?
That's they gain.
No one gets up. No.
Oh,
all three of them are dead.
Oh,
but that's not good.
Oh, Well,
what do we learn?
What do we take away from this? You know. You know, the way I look at it, it was me or them, so...
In a way, yeah.
Like, in a way.
They
like
did
either,
give you up.
Yeah, they gave me up like
that's
that.
That's true.
If I'd gone over there, that could be me.
Like
right
that?
Now.
They got...
You know, they just
dropped. Which had actual shit to throw at you, Jackson. Like,
so, you know, it's sad. I'll mourn their death, but...
We can get him back if we want from the crystal.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. I thought you meant from the sewer.
No, and I was like, I did not mean that.
Perhaps not. That's disgusting. So I guess we find this dwarf fellow then.
Yep.
All right.
Head back to our contact.
Head back to your mate.
You'll have to wait a day, he said.
That's fine.
Maybe we should rest.
Yeah, have a rest. Have a bath.
Have a, get back to that tavern. And
have
rest.
A sneaky nap. Have a rest.
Have a rest and nap. I like that.
I'm disappointed you didn't have the fight. Yeah, I want that fight.
Well, I mean, after we find out that the dwarf is clearly not our guy, then we're going to be like, oh.
Oh.
Right.
We shouldn't have just taken our face value.
We shouldn't have.
Fuck.
No.
She had two cloaks.
She just owned two cloaks. That makes sense.
Well, she lost that one and bought a new one.
So many cloak Both options. Of them.
Options, really.
Both those things make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Let's go back to this tavern and sleep.
Yep.
Sorry you left. You lost your...
Sorry, I... Hang on. Scottish rogue. I didn't have much love for them, if I'm honest with you now.
And they did sell you out.
They sold me out. And
us out, actually.
It was me or them, and And the unfit chose them.
So you go back to the tavern?
Uh-huh.
By the brown.
What?
That's what it's called.
By the brown?
By the brown?
I hate this city.
Gross. You lived here for a while.
I did. I should know that.
You know the brown back
to front.
It's
not on my sheet.
Just write the brown.
The brown.
Okay.
Yes, good.
You spend the night there. Everyone's full of hit points.
Sick. I didn't lose any hit points. Why did I check?
Thanks, Brown.
I'll just look at my character sheet and go, good, or Adam does all the math.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know if I did take damage or I didn't. Like, I actually don't remember.
I don't think you've been hurt.
You didn't.
All right, go me.
I think you're invincible, and in real life.
I might just jump out of windows in the game and in real life.
You all need to pay a silver piece.
Whatever. I give him another gold.
Where's my pencil? Okay. So you're paying a gold, are you?
Yeah, gold.
Have
you
a guys gold. Just don't mark any money.
Well, how many gold is a silver? How many silvers is in a gold?
It's 10 silver to a gold.
Yep.
10 copper to a silver.
That makes sense.
Mm.
And then it's 10 gold to a platinum piece, but you will not see a platinum piece in your sojourn through Dungeons and Dragons.
We'll see.
Back to the gambling table.
Can I just trade it? Be like, oh no, you need 10 or 100?
10 gold to a platinum piece.
Could I trade it and then I could have one?
Not anywhere gold. in the
shithole of a land.
Side mission? Side mission?
Get ourselves a platinum piece?
We've clearly just met, we've met you on like a boat with your three, like, what servants?
Who knows what they were.
Come with me, lads. I got this idea. Come on. Come with me. I've got you.
He'd be like, hello, lads. My name is Hjal Longfellow, and I'm on a quest to have illicit sex with a very fat woman. Would you like to join me?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not doing much else.
I got, okay, cool.
And I did.
That's a beautiful friendship begun.
Yes, I paid your way so many times, so it's fine.
That's true.
I've still got 20 gold. I'm doing okay.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
In life.
The next day, around maybe midday. What was this?
Bismarck.
Bismarck. Bismarck.
I remember.
You know what's up.
Bismarck comes back. We'll just sit there playing cards.
He's got two big thugs with him. One of them looks like he might be a bit orc blood. Not half orc, but like there's, you know, somewhere down the family tree, an orc slipped over the line. You know?
Shameful for the family.
Yeah. Hide that shit.
Smeared it all.
Anyway, the other one's just a big looking bloke. And between the two of them, they're marching like this very sorry looking halfling. They've got him both like.
Dwarf?
Yeah. They're marching a halfling.
Oh no. Got the wrong one.
Very sorry looking halfling. He's got like a big bruise on the side of his face. They dump him on the floor. Bismarck, there are patrons in here. No one cares.
Nice.
Bismarck comes round, kicks the halfling, and he, like, whimpers. And then he says, tell the folks here what you just told me. He's out of the town.
Oh.
He's a couple days south. Please, no more.
What do you mean? No more. When did he...
Whose?
When did he leave? When did...
Something orc killer?
Kerr?
Battletoads?
When did Battletoads leave?
Kel Battle Ore.
Yeah.
Kel Battle Ore. When did he leave?
A couple days ago.
Do you know why he left?
He said he needed to cash in something. I don't know. Please.
Cash in something? Sounds kind of like what we're after, lads, doesn't it?
Bismarck, like, plants a boot on the back. Remember how I said this guy was big?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And remember how a hobbit is about the size of a toddler, maybe?
All right.
Bismarck puts some weight when he steps on the back of this guy.
This guy's 30 halfling skeleton. He'll be all right.
The halfling, like, moans at first, but when the proper weight gets pressed on, the halfling starts, like, screaming a little bit. Bismarck lets up. Is there anything else we need to know? He's got a bunch of people with him. He was, I don't know, some wizard wanted something from him. That's all I know, I swear.
It sounds like our fella.
Sounds like our
You
dude.
Got direction, little halfling.
Yeah, do you have a map?
No.
No, doesn't one of us have amazing skills at getting around?
Yeah, no, he's
in
good.
In the forest.
Yes!
Is there a forest on the outskirts of town?
You won't... You don't know.
We do have a map, but is there a tattoo parlor around? I don't know if I've ever gotten a look of distaste from Adam so, like, powerful.
Do we have a map?
Why do you want a tattoo, Paolo Jackson?
What do you think? We don't have a map? Get a tattoo on my stomach or whatever.
Like prison.
Like prison break.
Kind of like prison break.
Only the first segment.
You could just buy some paper and a pen.
What'll be cheaper?
Probably the paper and pen.
Fine,
I guess.
Fine, whatever.
I guess we'll find that.
I mean, if you want to be super boring, that's okay.
Bismarck, can we have a bit of parchment pen?
Surely he can include that. We gave him 10 gold.
Yeah, no, surely he can sort that out. We gave him a lot.
And he delivered what he owed for that 10 gold.
Do you have a parchment pen?
I'll give him another 10 or whatever. I'll give him one.
He'll give you the parchment and pen.
Okay. All right.
Pro
all
bono.
Right. Yeah,
you will.
For my sanity.
Thank you,
Mark. All right, little halfling, could you throw down a map for us, please? I was going to get you to tattoo it, but...
Sorry?
Nothing. Draw that map.
The halfling whips up a very crude-looking map. You reckon you might be able to navigate by it, but
can you
it's
do it
not
again?
Very precise.
Yeah.
The halfling like looks at you, then like glances at Bismarck. Bismarck's just there with his like fucking arms folded. The halfling flips the paper over and tries again.
Good.
It's a little better.
Hey, we'll take it.
He's improving.
It's pretty much just he like traced what he had on the other side, made it a little bit more accurate.
Okay.
We'll he added it. More detail.
Does that mean it's reversed?
Yeah. Wouldn't it?
I guess it would be.
We need a new piece of paper.
We
should have got the tattoo.
Tattoo would have been easier, that's all I'm saying.
If you gotten the tattoo, you wouldn't be able to get it
done again.
Just do it on the back.
Do it on the front. Do it on the back, flip me around, do it on the front. That doesn't work. We're out of luck. We cut our losses to try something else.
The hobbling's getting progressively worse. He looks super stressed by this.
We'll take this map. It'll do.
Is possibly the worst one. You might want to take one of the first.
We'll take all three.
Take all maps. Yeah.
Then we can try and
compile them.
We'll deduce.
We'll each take a map. Oh, we can't because one's
the other one side. All right.
So someone write down two reasonable maps and one shoddy map.
Gotcha.
Two good,
one bad
map, one trash map. Okay, let's follow the map.
Mm-hmm. Let's get out of this town.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
Oh, before you go, Bismarck's like, do you need anything else?
Horse.
Sorry?
Horse.
Horses?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said the horse.
One giant horse.
The biggest horse you've got.
You can fit an orc, a human and a half.
Really, I need to feed an orc and a human.
What kind of transport we got this world?
If you got horses.
Horses.
Yeah. If you got horses, you could probably like halve your transport time.
Okay.
Yeah, Bismarck can source your horses.
Good. Right. Not one giant horse?
No.
Oh, well.
No, we tried.
I do not know if such a horse exists, Bismarck says. I've had to smuggle a lot of things into a lot of places and out of a lot of places.
Sure, but...
And I've used land, sea, and... On one memorable occasion, air to transport said items.
Whoa.
And I cannot say I have ever transported a horse, nor seen a horse transport such goods.
Okay. All right. We still have that one wish.
We do.
Giant horse.
That you know what? You're right. Giant horse.
That's a good one.
Excellent. I'm going to come back and be like, hey?
Bismarck, you fuck. I did it.
And it will look even bigger because I'm small.
It will.
And it would just be like, why?
How do you get up there? Like a proper ladder? Yeah.
Like I don't even care.
You're the one that would just need like a tiny Shetland pony as well.
You'd have to have such an elaborate system of pulleys to actually use the horse.
Like a little pulley with a bucket at the end. You get in, drag yourself up.
I can't wait for this giant
horse. Are you quite done?
Sorry.
Maybe.
Yes, Adam. Sorry, Adam.
You're traveling for a day.
All right.
Hey, good. I'll take it.
Not as quick as a big horse. But...
Three little horses, that's fine.
Guess it'll have to do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, you managed to navigate all right using the maps you pass.
Wait.
It's maybe getting to sundown when you're when you're closing on this. Did I actually describe where the meeting was taking place?
No,
there was a meeting.
the dwarf. He was meeting a wizard. Do you remember?
You did, yes.
I did mention that.
No, you didn't describe where though.
Yeah.
He just he just gave us a map. We went on his good authority.
Cool. You're in a.
Kill that
he
guy.
He was beaten up.
Is he dead?
Probably died of his wounds.
Yeah. Mark is taking care of him.
Okay, good.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Living the life of luxury, according to me. Well, no, I'm not that good.
Yeah, he's come back into town. He's like up outside the drawbridge, like upside down skinned.
Oh.
How? But what? Where? That can't have anything to do with Bismarck. He's a smuggler.
Right, surely that's not us, is it?
Surely that's not us. You're right there. That's not you. Anyway, you're in... got wildly off track. You're in a forest.
Okay. Hey, that's good for you, Hrug.
You can see approaching, like, through the tree line, you can see this, like, a tower. Not unlike the one the gnome lives in, but instead of being, like, a black imposing structure, this one's more just, like, made of stone and looks super old and dilapidated.
Okay.
Crazy gnome had a better tower. We'll point that out.
Sorry?
Crazy gnome had a better tower, guys. We'll point that
out.
Yeah,
like of the two towers, this one's crap. I'll say it.
Yeah, this one looks quite old and disused.
Shit.
Maybe he should sell that gem and fucking fix up
his tower. Do up his tower.
Maybe that's what this is all about.
Buckle. As you're approaching, you can quite obviously see there's like some something like sort of commotion like type thing happening on top of this tower.
Okay.
It's hard to make out, but it looks like there's a bird like dive bombing something on top of the tower.
Like a dragon shaped bird?
No, a bird.
Oh, okay. How far are we back?
No.
Your eyes are pretty good.
Okay,
You can see this even from this distance. It's quite obviously a bird, like, dive bombing.
Gotcha. Regular-sized bird.
Yes. Why I said bird?
It's a weird world, all right?
Could be anything. Could be a bird person. You never know.
It's not.
Just double-checking. Is this the direction the dwarf was going in?
Yeah, this is, it looks to be this, well, because it's the only structure around, you imagine maybe this tower is
the meeting place?
Yeah,
okay.
Meeting place. Maybe we should just keep going.
Yeah.
Avoid this giant bird.
Giant murderous bird. With nothing but ill intent in its eyes.
Eventually, the bird is gone, right?
That's a bad omen, guys. I got a bad feeling about this.
Like, a tree passes over and... when the tree is gone, the bird is gone as well.
Okay.
You get a little bit closer.
Say, so do we know what happens if we don't get the crystal back in a week? Like,
do we die? He was looking at the sky, like
something had to happen.
Yeah,
we'll probably be okay though.
He had his hand. He had that skylight.
How long have we taken?
2 days.
That's
two
fine. Days, we get four. We're
That's
fine.
Bloody time to burn.
Yeah, mate. Have a care.
Have a day
you
off.
Done? Are you quite done already? Okay, so it's interesting that you said dragon, because as you close about maybe 500 feet from the tower, your world briefly goes dark. You look up and who was it?
I feel like he's punishing.
Gurg, you think the sun has gone out briefly? Hiya. And Buckle,
I think it's an eclipse.
Both of you notice a dragon-shaped creature in the sky. Like when I say dragon-shaped creature, a dragon is in the sky.
Gotcha.
It swoops around the tower twice, then goes up and comes down for this really steep dive. When you imagine, because it goes into the tree line, so you don't see it hit the ground, but when you imagine it would have hit the ground, there's this massive, like, rumble shakes the earth.
Do you guys do sound effects in these?
No, we really.
That's the sound effect.
That's what you're getting.
That was it.
Everyone do an earth shaking sound effect.
Let's see. I'm just thinking about who I am. There's no people around to impress. Hide and wait for the dragon to go.
The dragon's easily impressed.
Dragons.
I guess it depends on the dragon.
What color dragon?
you didn't see.
What are dragons like in this world?
A whole mass of them. They all get different opinions. Some are good, some are bad, some are bronze, some are silver.
Some are neutral, some are magic, some are just nightmares.
You've never encountered a dragon before?
Right.
You have no idea.
Do we even know that it was a dragon then?
You know what a dragon vaguely looks like.
That's a big bird. It flew over.
We saw a small dragon before swooping the tower. How long till Adam snaps and just reaches across the table and punches me in the neck? Any second now, really. Let's wait till the dragon goes and then head to the tower.
Okay. For a while, it's a dragon. For a very brief period, you hear screams coming from the tower and two bursts of fire appear through the tree line. Then everything goes really quiet.
Thank God.
Probably safe.
Problem solved.
We head to the tower.
You head towards the tower?
Yeah.
Okay. The tower, the last 100 meters, I keep saying meters, 100 feet, sorry. Well, the last 100 feet to the tower. What?
You aren't Australian. These meters.
The coins are metric, but the measurements aren't.
In D&D, it's all imperial.
Okay.
D&D is American. And I like to keep to imperial units just for consistency's sake while I'm in D&D.
Sure.
Yeah, so the last 100 feet to the tower is just open plain. And that open plain, just around the tower, you can see like a couple tents, maybe five or six in total. And a bunch of people scattered around the place as well. The majority of the tents, say like four of them, are either collapsed or on fire. And a lot of the people, like of 20 people who would have been here, maybe five of them are still alive.
Is the dragon gone?
You can't see any sign of the dragon. The tower still looks pretty fucked up. Like one half of it is basically completely crumbled away, but that half is the half facing away from you. So you can't properly see into the tower.
I'd like to go up to the five people and be like, hi.
As you approach, they notice you. I don't need a roll. They notice you.
Is anybody in need of a dragon slayer?
Gosh darn fucking second. Three of them are halflings. Two of them are human.
Okay.
One of the humans is covered head to toe in gore. Like blood, guts.
Ew.
There's like an intestine dangling off one of his he's wearing armor, one of his shoulder pauldrons. One of the halflings is half covered in soot. As soon as you approach, they draw weapons.
Do not attack us. We are not enemies of
you. We're not dragons.
Like he said, we're
not a dragon or a large bird.
In a very shell-shocked voice, the human not covered in gore yells, stay away!
Are you in need of a dragon slayer, I say to them.
They take a brief moment to consider that. Stay away!
We're here to help.
Well, of a sort. We're here to look for a dwarf, really.
I'm sorry. They charge an attack.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, no. It's all right. They're fucking fucked up anyway.
We got bows and arrows, right?
Yeah, we just shit on their parade. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. They're already half dead.
Like, it's sad.
Yeah, it is. They're like shell shock from a dragon.
Yeah.
Those... Like, what do they think? They're like, I'm covered in who's got attacked by a dragon.
Now, here's some people being like, hey, we're friendly.
No, attack them. No, attack them.
Get them. Get them. I guess they're not like like mentally doing so great.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's true.
I guess fair enough. Sad, though. Sad
bit.
For when we slaughter these clearly innocent people.
Yeah, you're first. I should say, the guy covered in gore, he's wearing like, it might have been nice armor once, but now it's covered in gore. He, drew like a greatsword and charged you down.
Okay.
The other human, he's wearing just like robes and he looks to be, maybe like casting a spell or something like that. He's doing arcane hand movements and you see him chanting something. The three halflings try to space themselves around you. They look like they're trying to flank you guys. You're first.
I'd like to draw my light crossbow and just fire at the one.
The charging guy down you. The guy charging you down.
Wait, sorry, it's a two-handed thing. That's not how you hold a gun.
Do you have a melee weapon?
I do, but he's far away.
Just wondering.
I got a longsword. I just never use
it. Why are you far away for real?
You have a longsword?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot about me you guys don't know. I got a lot of secrets. I also have, you know, like that ring. That's pretty good. Fighting clothes. I also got a crowbar and a hammer. Why aren't I fighting with them?
That's a good crowbar and a hammer.
Yeah. Thwomp. That's the noise it'll make. Oh, thwomp.
Whip. Whack.
Like Spider-Man. Thwip.
You miss.
What?
The crossbow bolt, you fire it. You take a knee and fire it at him.
Yeah.
It just deflects clear off his armor. Mm. He keeps running, charging.
Guess whose head's at sword level?
Your main man.
Oh, fire. Do I have a short bow?
I believe you do.
I do.
I think a halfling.
I'll take a shot at the guy, that wizard dude.
The wizard? Cool.
Yeah.
The
wizard's a squishy.
If he is a wizard. Let's find out.
Did we need a wizard? Have I forgotten our quest?
I know, we're killing a dwarf because he stole a gem.
Oh, yeah.
For a wizard who's crazy.
But also the dwarf is meeting with a wizard. This wizard?
Maybe.
We just wait. We dress as the wizard. Wait for the dwarf.
Yeah.
We're like, thank you for the diamond, dwarf.
Then we kill him.
Can we do, like, we'll
get him?
Yeah, good.
Which is hilarious because he's, like, twice the size of me and I'm twice the size of you.
Yes.
We're going to be very tall.
Yes.
The robe is going to just be like us and then you underneath us.
The guy will be like, I've never seen anything except for a horse.
The mage stretches both of his arms out in like a flourish as part of the spell he's casting.
How fancy.
And as he does that, your arrow strikes him in one of his hands.
Yeah.
He grunts with pain, but it doesn't seem to stop his spell.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ah, gee.
Gurg?
I arrow at the longbow at also the mage.
Get his other hand.
Yeah.
Keep it like to the ground.
Oh, no. That's the dream. Adam's happy, you're dead. Yep.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Crit fail.
Crit fail.
Gurg. Gurgle as you die.
In the line of fire.
Oh, no.
Your attack hits the nearest ally.
Oh, no.
And there's a critical threat.
Oh, what? No.
You must roll to confirm the critical.
Oh, gee.
I'm going to say... Well, you're both basically equal distance. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
8.
4.
Trick questions, Jackson.
God damn it. But I knew that.
Thinking of a number between 1 and fuck you, 10. Jackson.
It doesn't confirm, but you still take damage.
That's fine.
Is it?
No, what is right. A critical threat?
That it's just means... a critical success.
Okay. Crit hap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take 5 points of damage.
Ah, whatever.
Sorry.
Super blasé about this.
It's fine. I'll take 5 points of damage. I don't give a fuck.
Glad. My bad.
Yeah. So,
you look like the wizard.
Good. You draw, you take out your longbow, knock an arrow, draw it, and as you're releasing it, fucking Yah, takes like that knee right in front of you. And you're like, oh no. You're like, no, it's about to happen, but there's nothing you can do as the arrow flies from your hand and strikes in dead center of the back.
Oh.
That's some spine damage, mate.
Possibly.
What are you? Okay.
Okay. It's their turn. So that happens, and then that guy in the full plate charges you down.
Oh, God.
So, sayonara, lads.
Good luck.
We had fun.
Yeah, it's been... interesting.
It's been interesting. I will rob you. That's fine. I have 20 gold.
He with both hands, he tries to bring the greatsword down on your head. You take your light crossbow in both hands. And partially out of pain, like it's just a reaction to the pain, you arc your back and like cry out. You lift the light crossbow up and the light crossbow catches the greatsword.
Fuck yes.
And you deflect it using that.
Then too good.
It's the mage.
Everybody cooks alive. Everybody roasts from the inside like we were in a microwave.
He cast sun.
Why do microwaves cook from the inside? That's what they say. But it's always cold inside.
That's a very good question.
I don't think they do cook from the inside. You know what I heard that I think is bullshit? That you shouldn't have a microwave on without anything in the microwave.
Why?
I've heard that. I don't know, because apparently it breaks the microwave. But I think that's bullshit.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, it's going to be there in either way.
Some microwaves work like a convection oven where you can heat them up as well.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Mm.
Like, if you have two bowls of, say, delicious pasta to cook, what you do is you get a mug, turn it upside down, and you put one bowl on top of that mug, and the other one next to it, cook them both at the same
that's
time,
good.
Mate.
That's some genius
everyone eats
right
at the same
there.
Time, has a good time. I use the word time
so many times.
Too many times.
Yeah, anyway. The mage stretches his hands outwards, and three bolts of magical arcane energy leap from his hands.
Oh, no.
They take, like, a very lazy arc through the air, but they're very quick when they do it. So it's like, you know, a bit of fucking...
He's just showing off.
Yeah, you're like, he's just showing off. And then the bolt, like, bang, hits you. And you're like, wish he hadn't. I wish it just happened and I didn't see it coming. It's worse when you see it coming.
It's worse when you know.
5 damage to Gurg.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Jesus.
I'm on a number.
Who knows which?
4 damage to Buckle.
Halfway mark.
Yep. Halfway mark. 50% and done.
5 damage. Ooh, he's doing well. To Hya.
I'm on 2.
2 damage.
We all have a health potion.
Yeah, we all get a health potion. We're fine.
Do you use a move using a health potion?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can't attack and also drink.
I could do that in real life.
Stab, stab, glug, glug.
Just take a little sip and then stab.
Why did I do that?
Okay. Just put it in your mouth, clamp down.
The halflings continue to like try to flank around you. They won't be able to attack this turn, but on their next turn, they're going to come at you from all sides.
Now we have 2 positions.
One of them is behind you, and one is to either side of your formation, quotation marks.
I drink my potion. It's probably the cleverest thing to do.
Yeah.
You recover... Boom. 8 hit points.
Oh, pff.
Nice.
Oh, pff.
You're okay. Back, mate.
I'm fine, mate. I'm fine.
You never know.
Whatever. I'm invincible now, basically.
Yeah.
We'll can't see. Be killed.
We'll see.
Can't be killed. I mean, I am down a health potion.
How close am I to that wizard?
Just attack him. Just leap on
him. You're probably about 30 feet odd from
him. So not rapier distance.
No, you wouldn't be able to attack this turn.
Okay, throwing knives.
You could do that, yeah.
How many can I throw at once?
1.
I throw 2.
But in throw... this instance, Adam,
I throw 2.
Throw you can fire your like a spear. You can fire your short bow again.
Was that a more effective weapon?
It pretty much is, yeah.
Okay, sure, I'll do that then. Wait a minute, is this a trick?
No, it's just
you can
like,
never tell.
Because they're both like, 5.
He's like, Adam, I don't know what I'm doing, so is this good? He's like, which is a good thing? Is this better? Yeah, they're both the same. So in your opinion, yes, which is the goodest?
What if you could do it?
So the mage, like, you know, has both of his hands outstretched towards you guys as opposed to like above him, which he did before. But he's got them stretched towards you guys, just as the bolts had left. And at about the same time the bolts strike you, your arrow strikes him. And you know how, you guys might not know this, but maybe you know, that in the like human head, there's like a place where you hit it and then the head explodes.
What? Is that so?
Yeah, there is.
That's amazing.
You missed that part. You hit him in the chest.
Oh, man.
But you kill him. That's the point.
I guess that's good, but you really kind of built it up. Can I yell at him, thanks for shooting him with lightning, you bag of dicks? Can I yell at him as he dies?
I guess.
That's my next move.
I mean,
that's
like a good the halflings singer. And the human pause and they're like, what?
It's a great one-liner.
Gurg, it's your turn.
Anything near me?
A halfling?
No, I'm going to try and short sword him.
Okay, you move up to him and you attack with your short sword.
It wasn't quite a sword noise.
You swing like a chopping motion downwards at the halfling. He darts out of the way, gives you like a little sly wink and says, not fast enough, mate.
Oh, no, he got fucking up.
Eat him. Kill him and eat him.
Good. It's their turn.
Rest in peace, these boys.
So, first off, that guy with the greatsword?
Nah, but I did the bow trick.
Did you, though? he takes his sword out, like it was a little bit embedded in your like crossbow, and then he tries to bring it down on you again. And this time, you shift the light crossbow out of the way. Or not, like, out of the way, but you're like...
and block the sword with your face.
No. You were like, you're like trying to line the light crossbow up with him. As he brings his sword down, his sword skips off the light crossbow again and nearly triggers it into his face.
Nice.
He manages to not do that, or you manage to not do that. I guess it really doesn't.
Yeah, it's
basically what I'm saying is you rolled a crit fail but didn't confirm it.
Yeah, cool. My crossbow is the best shield.
You have a shield.
You have a shield and a...
Do what?
He has a shield and a long sword.
I do too.
I assumed he'd be using those today, but...
Nope.
The opposite.
Whatever. I'm not even furious.
The wizard?
The halfling.
Under the wizard's dead.
Sure.
So, the halfling who you're fighting, Gurg, he puts both of his hands up. He, like, had a dagger in his hands. He drops that, puts both of his hands up, and he winks at you again. He's like, you're a bit too strong for me. You see through the trick. He like... No. You're fast enough to catch it. When he like stomps his heel down, a dagger comes out of his boot and he tries to kick
what?
You.
What? Fucking shoe knives.
Wow. Okay.
Shoe knives McGee over here. Oh, boy. Blinded.
Crit hap.
It's a crit hap.
For him.
A blinded.
Momentum.
Blinded.
Double damage and +2 on all your attacks for one round.
Oh, no, dear.
Who's going to die?
So it's a critical hit.
Yeah.
He gets double damage on the...
This turn.
He gets double damage this turn. And next turn, he'll get a bonus to hit him.
All right. So we can kill him in between, maybe.
Hopefully. In a perfect world.
You take 8 points of damage.
Jeez.
He, like, kicks up into your kidney or something.
Zero?
You're staggered.
One, because of your half-orc thing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Isn't it good to be a half-orc?
Yes.
Half-orc? Half.org.
Org.
So yeah, he stabs you in your kidneys, and at first you're about to collapse, but then the, like, your orcish blood begins to boil.
Piece of shit. You weak piece of shit. I'll fucking end you.
And you finally understand what that guy back at the docks was on about. You're going to rip a halfling's head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's beautiful.
Then two halflings gang up on you, Buckle.
It's a halfling fight.
It's a halfling off.
I used to watch them in pits back home. Ooh, look at him go.
Yeah. Actually, shut the fuck up, please.
Two goals on the feisty one.
I'm not going to lie. That's not good.
For them.
No, for you.
Oh, okay.
Specifically.
That's right. Yeah. I thought I'd baffle him.
Throw it right back at him.
I don't need a roll. You down.
I'm down.
Minimum damage downs you. Okay, so what? I might outright kill.
All right.
Hang on.
You go down, they just keep stabbing you. So how does fifth ed work? Is it... If you get negative something, or is it like you throw
what happens
chance?
Is if you get reduced to when you get reduced to zero or beyond hit points, instead of going to negatives or something like that, like you would in 3.5, in fifth ed, when you get knocked to zero or below, you just stay at zero and then you become unconscious. And you'll see in the middle of your character sheet, it has something called death saving throw or saving throws.
Death saves.
And you see
cutie.
It says successes and failures.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is you get like a roughly 50-50 chance. There's a die. I roll a dice.
Sure.
But maybe I'll get you to roll them.
No, that's fine. You can roll.
You get like roughly a 50-50 chance of either getting a success or a failure. They don't need to be consecutive. But if you get 3 successes, you're fine. You stabilize. Your like wound sort of doesn't fix itself. But like you're not going to bleed to death.
Cool.
If you get 3 failures, you do bleed to death.
Gotcha.
However, if you get reduced to 0 and there's still damage remaining, if that damage equals or exceeds your maximum hit points, then you are killed outright.
Oh.
So, for example, you are on 4 hit points and your maximum is 8.
Yes.
Yeah. So if they dealt a total of 12 damage to you, you would be killed outright.
Awesome.
How much damage did they deal?
They have done a total of 11 points to you.
Hold on, my friend.
That was fucking close.
James, but welcome to D&D. You're dead.
You're dead, sorry.
But I still have to win.
You still have to win three times.
50%.
Theoretically, one of your friends here could come to your aid, and then you wouldn't need successes or failures. They could just, like, medicine you, and you...
Pour some.
Yeah, or pour a health potion.
HP down your
I feel like you ripping a guy's head off is more important.
I feel that is too.
Yeah.
True.
Obviously, whatever you want to do.
Well, I'm out of a health potion.
I've got a health potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Can he get it off me?
Yeah. I'll give that a go.
He doesn't have to give it to you, but he can take it off.
He can definitely take it.
It's like he's almost touching his lips.
Yeah.
I'll hurt
you. Don't
him,
have
bro.
To. Don't feel obliged.
You're pretty close to him. You could if you wanted to. But then you would be fighting the guy with the greatsword and two halflings.
Okay, I'll run over in a health potion. Health potion him.
Yes. Yep.
Cool. Yeah. I'll fight these guys. That's fine.
Maybe use your sword and shield, eh?
And my shield's just added to my armor.
So you...
I know how shields work.
Buckle. You take his health potion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You drank theirs.
I did.
You do. Oh, yeah. So you got to take his.
Mm-hmm.
And you pour it down his throat.
Yep.
You are on full hit points again.
Yay! Fist bumps the thing.
You're welcome, son.
He's like, I saw the light. What's happening?
I saw the light. It was close to death.
11 Wait. Points. What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. You're back. Fight these guys. Now time to fight three dudes at once.
Okay, buckle.
I got this.
You're lying on the ground, staring up the two halflings and here. You could theoretically sneak attack one of the halflings here, because they're not really prepared for an attack from a dead man.
Do it, man. How good?
Absolutely. How many can I sneak attack at once?
Just one.
All right.
But that's all you need.
That's all I need.
It isn't, though.
It isn't, though. There are lots.
We can summon that dragon back.
I know. Where's he at?
What the? He just hates that tower.
Okay. So one of the halflings is like, one of the two halflings like tried to take a slash at you here. You guys, you know, just having like your little tussle in the combat. Mm-hmm. As he leans across Buckle to try and slash at you, Buckle leaps, not leaps, but like launches up from the ground and stabs in a way very reminiscent of the half-orc you killed earlier.
Yeah!
Into this halfling's like, like just below his fucking chin.
His under chin.
His under chin. Unlike the half-orc, however, who was able to just tank that shot, halflings don't really have the fortitude or constitution of a half-orc.
The neck strength. Yeah, the under neck strength of an orc.
And with several of his important neck cables cut, the halfling's head falls forward and just he dies. He slumps forward and dies on top of you.
I keep my knife.
Sorry?
I got my knife.
Yeah, you keep your knife.
Excellent.
Yeah, good.
It's win-win.
Okay, good.
Tear a halfling's head off, please.
Yeah, I'm going to call the halfling a weak piece of shit.
Nice, good opening.
That's my deal.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And draw my second short sword and try and double stab the cunt.
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll give you the bonus on this one.
Oh. All right. Adam said that it wasn't going to mean much in the long run.
Probably not.
You'd be surprised.
You slip and die.
You slip and fall on an before unbeknownst banana peel.
A tree root just appears beneath your foot.
Both of your swords pierce either side of the halfling. You lift the swords up cut from each side on the halfling up around his arms. You take both of his arms and a lot of his chest off.
Oh my god.
Just what with gravity fuck? You just lift up and the halfling's gravity just makes him fall off.
Makes a lot
Who's
of sense.
Quick now? Who's quick
you
now?
You cut him like a prime piece of fucking meat from a kebab. Nice. What they call it the when they put
a kebab tube.
Spit.
A kebab tube.
I hate you. I'm so looking forward to it's happening right now.
Nah, I'll survive.
Okay,
this.
A couple things happen very quickly at once.
I'm very strong.
The crumbling tower bursts as two sets of massive dragon wings break it apart.
Mm.
A dragon leaps up from the completely destroyed remainder of this tower. All three of you can quite obviously see in its hind claws, it is clutching a very large diamond. It flies away.
There it is. There it goes.
After.
At the same time, here, you see, darting through the knee-high grass, an orange streak. It's coming for you like a missile. Like it knows who you are. Yeah. A cat leaps out of the grass.
No!
Yes! Fucking look at that!
20, and not 20.
Motherfucker. This cat's gonna kill me.
I didn't even plan that shit. It's getting a critical hit, motherfucker.
Please don't confirm.
Yes, it's a 19. You dipshit. You're fucking dead, man.
Adam takes his revenge.
Ugly wound, normal damage, and 1d3 charisma damage.
And one charisma drain potency. My beautiful moon face. This motherfucker.
Get fucked! Charisma drain!
No!
But you're all fucking right. Handsome!
I get Dorian Grade.
Wow. So that's what that cat's been up to.
Right. Yep. That's where he's been. Finding the spirit
of
me.
Of damage.
That's 2 points. Went for you specifically.
Yeah. 2 points of damage?
2 points of damage.
It's fine. I'll kill this
plus,
cat.
I'm not even.
I'll kill this cat in this life and the next. Like, it is, it is done.
How tubby is this cat?
Is not a tubby cat.
Oh.
Hang on. We're not done yet. Okay.
Oh, God. Mm. How many attacks does a cat get? Surely one?
Your charisma goes down by 3 points.
Holy shit.
How many charisma you got now?
I got like 12. That's so good. Sad.
Sorry, I got 10.
I'm still handsome as fuck.
Yeah, every round is going to go down by another point.
In fact, that scratch mark make you look even more.
The furry orange missile leaps out of the grass, latches itself onto your face, and just starts fucking clawing at your face. The cat leaps off, lands back in the grass, and you can see it properly. Well, barely through your fucked up eyes at this point.
Why?
Every round, you're like cut muscles in your face. Every round that this is not treated, your face is going to become more and more paralyzed and droopy.
Oh, God.
You'll lose a point of charisma every round.
Oh, Jesus.
What happens if you're like at to zero charisma? People
are
like,
do I become
when you get to zero charisma,
freak.
You fall into a coma.
Hmm?
You fall into a coma.
You're
it's
too
just
ugly.
Like a, no, it's just his,
you're not
it's just been untreated. Like this wound has been untreated for so long.
Jesus.
Boy, you ugly.
The cat lands back in the grass and you get finally a good look at it. This cat has been through the fucking ringer. It's got like the look of, you ever seen like a big person who lost a lot of weight really quickly. That is what happened to this cat. There is like flaps of skin, empty skin hanging off it. One side of this cat is all fucked up. It's missing hair all over the place, and you can quite obviously see it's blind in one eye.
God damn. God damn.
What happened to this cat?
A lifetime happened to this fucking cat.
I guess the Pirate City did not do this cat well.
No.
The guy with the great sword.
Oh, he's still around.
I will survive.
Does nothing because he's super freaked out that this cat just did some shit.
You know this cat? This guy?
I don't know this cat, but part of my soul does. Yes.
Jackson and Zamet know this cat.
This cat will end you, Jackson, if I have to make it happen.
I will survive. I'll kill this cat. I'll kill this cat now.
The halfling who didn't see what just happened tries to have another go at you, Buckle.
Hello.
But you're aware of him now. And last time they did so much damage because there was two of... You know how you can do sneak attack on people? They did sneak attack on you.
Okay.
Because he doesn't have his buddy here anymore, he can't do the sneak attack. So he's going to be less effective. He misses anyone. So
he's going to be devilish.
He slashes downwards, but you roll his body on top of the on top of you.
That's
and the
I
cut just
it.
Gets him instead.
That's how I do it.
Kill your mate, dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, that's me. I want to stab this cat with my longsword just through the spine, please.
To finally throw it in
you
a well.
You swing down, and as you do, the cat darts out of the way and hisses at you.
I'll kill you, you fucking cat.
Buckle, it's your turn.
Should I go for the cat?
I think so.
All right, I'll go for this cat. How close am I to the cat?
You're pretty close to it. You can get up and attack it if you want.
Rapier.
Stab this cat through the middle. Fucking
like
end it.
You also lunge forward, but the cat leaps over, like, does some fucking cartoon Puss in Boots level motherfucking shit, where your rapier, like, digs into the ground, and the cat lands on your rapier and jumps off it.
What? Fucking cat.
Gurg.
So I'm going to turn and with my two short swords go for the remaining halfling.
I honestly thought you were about to say chuck them at the cat.
Yeah.
You're going to you charge down and you can charge down the remaining halfling.
Halfling, yep.
That halfling's like, what the fuck?
Just like...
He dodges one of your...
strongest one there is.
He jumps over one of your short sword blows, but he doesn't jump over the other one.
Nice.
You catch him. You like cut one of his arms off. The halfling falls to the ground. He's just holding the arm, looking up at you like, why? But he knows why.
He knows why.
Because he attacked us.
The halfling's like basically in shock. You don't imagine this halfling is going to participate in this fight anymore.
Cool.
He's either dead or he's out of the fight one way or the other.
Squash his head with your boot. Probably for the best.
Next time I'm going to walk over him and get the great sword.
Yeah, like, good idea. Walk...
It's their turn again. You see like some rubble shift from where the tower was. A big chunk of it falls off. A dwarf head pops out and you hear, dragons! Frickin' dragons! Masquerading as wizards! Fucking dragons!
All right.
Good.
What have we stumbled upon?
What is this? Yeah, where are we?
Like we've come across something that none of us really expected today. All I wanted to do was make love to a morbidly obese woman.
The guy with the great sword is still pretty shocked at some of very recent events.
Sure.
He legs it. He just fucking legs it.
That seems like the right move.
The cat attacks you.
God damn, I will kill this cat. If it's me or the cat dies. I will not die to a cat.
Not in this life, but in the last life.
Not in my next life.
God, your next life.
The cat leaps onto your face again.
Oh my God. He can destroy my face.
Oh, wait.
I'll fight him as a skeleton. I'll fight him as a ghost.
We will fight them in the beaches.
Let's fight them in the skeletons.
You take 4 damage.
Okay, maybe someone help.
I tried.
I tried once. Yeah. Run away. I'm on 4, so, lads.
So, yeah, the cat leapt onto Buckle's rapier, leapt off the rapier, leapt onto your sword, here, and then leapt off your sword and onto your face and just went at it again.
God damn it.
Your charisma goes down by another 1.
Fucking hell.
Here.
Can I? I was going to be like, bring my sword around and stab it.
Stab away.
Can I pull my crossbow up to the side of him and shoot it like that?
You can just... So, the cat being on your face.
Yeah?
The cat being on your face is just flavor text. Feel free to attack with your sword. It's for gameplay rules... reasons, it's just in front of you.
I'll shoot the cat with my crossbow. Because it's the right thing to do.
Stab yourself in the face.
How? He's on me.
You try... Well, you know, when you can't see because a cat's on your face,
kind of
hard to aim, isn't it?
Yeah, well...
You're aiming by feel, and by the time you, like, line up the shot by feel, the cat, is like, I know what's happening.
This motherfucking cat...
It's haunting you, Jack.
Buckle.
It's
the cat. Oh, and the dwarf, if you want to fight the dwarf. Technically, he's stuck in the rubble. I'll go fight him.
I'll come back to him. Rapier, again, cat on the face.
God, I hope you stab him in the eye.
Blind him in both.
No, not the cat.
Oh, eye. I see.
How you get him?
I see how this game is played.
So, as you try to fire the crossbow, the cat leaps off your face. And tries to leap onto your rapier, but it fucks up the jump this time.
Yeah, it does.
Yes. Get ready to die, cat. I don't even care. I don't care if it's not by my hand. That's fine. He's gone. He's dead. Rest in peace. Burn in hell.
You skewer the cat pretty well, and it starts fucking freaking out on the rapier, and you're like, ah, ah! You're like remembering in your head how close this cat is to your face and what it did to fucking Hiar's face. You're like, oh, no, get off. And you just let the cat slide off. You've wounded him pretty badly, but you haven't killed him.
Oh my God.
Gurg?
I'm going to charge that cat. I'm going to charge down that goddamn cat.
I just know that.
Two swords, just like, whoa, whoa. What the you fuck is going on?
You swing down twice, the cat leaps out of the way deftly, and all you hit is dirt.
Damn it.
That's the cat's turn, isn't it?
The cat, darts away in the brush again, leaps up onto, a nearby rock, just high enough so that you can see him and it can see you. It, gets back on its hind legs, gives it, a shake forward with its front paws.
What?
And bolts of magical energy.
What?
What?
Excuse me?
Excused.
What?
Leap forward at you.
What? What happened? What kind of cat is this?
Yeah, you take 4 damage.
Oh, I'm on 0. Staggered.
You fall down.
I'm on 1.
Oh. The dwarf continues to struggle in the rubble. Yeah. You need to make a death saving throw. Do you want me to make it for you?
Yeah.
Failure.
I'll be right.
Got two more.
Right. So he's at a distance at this point.
Yeah, you could still. The cat can't move. Well, the cat can actually move fast, but you could still charge him down if you wanted to.
Okay. Rapier again. Third time's a charm.
Charge the cat down. Try to rapier.
We will murder this cat.
You get him.
Yes.
Yeah, you're fucking rapier. It's
ooh, fuck. So as the cat comes back down onto its front paws, it's doesn't have enough time to dodge. You get the cat from its head all the way up to its butt.
Whoa.
You shish kebab that cat. The cat goes limp on your sword.
I don't feel good about this because I feel like this
I
is a,
do. I feel so good about
this. Is a
this.
Legacy character.
It's like, what? What the fuck just happened? Like, why is this?
I'm gonna say you spend your turn doing that.
Looking at the cat. Looking at
another point of charisma.
My dead friend over here.
I'm not dead just yet.
I probably should have stayed with you, huh? Oh well. No. Looking at the dwarf.
I'm hoping for this. Okay, I'm gonna get you to roll it this time because I didn't mention this little caveat until the end because I wanted to save this part here. So, on the die, it's a 20-sided die. If you roll a 1, that counts as 2 failures. If you roll a 20, that counts as 2 successes. Mm-hmm. So, if you roll a 1 with your already single failure,
it's a rest in peace.
You could die.
Old Kya Longfellow.
Hardly.
It's a 12.
12. Okay, that's 1 success.
Yes.
Cool. Buckle. You're back at the.
You got any potions? Something would that help him out at all?
Yeah, I got a potion.
He's got 1 potion.
All right. But that'll be something you do, I guess.
You can just waiting for his turn?
Sure. Cool. Or dwarf.
Yeah.
You go to the dwarf?
Sure.
Cool. Gurg?
I'll go over and stabilize this bugger lug. Give him a potion. And then chuff on to the dwarf.
You're on 7 hit points. yeah.
And then just to the dwarf. The fuck's going on?
That's a very good question, the dwarf says.
The fuck
I
is
had
this?
A meeting with a wizard who wanted a fucking crystal.
Uh-huh.
You know what shows up instead?
A fucking big dragon.
Dragon turned into the wizard, was like, thanks, mate, turned back into a dragon.
Was it a gnome? Because the gnome was like, I want you guys to get the crystal.
No, it was some fucking elf. God damn.
But did you? What was the cat?
Can you help me here? He's trying to shift rubble on himself.
Yeah, I do. It's like, what's up with that cat?
I don't know. He was here.
He's dead.
The cat, there was a bunch of animals here. You have no idea the fucking day I've had. I show up at this goddamn tower.
Uh-huh.
There's a bunch of fucking some cats, some birds, animals. I don't know if there was some experiment. Was this a mage tower? Probably a mage tower. There's some magic going on here. Animals magical. Attack me. What the fuck? I defeated the animals. I'm done. It's done. I'm good. And then the dragon lands, and the dragon's like, hey, you thought your day was over. It's not. Fuck you. The dwarf sits down.
You okay,
you
buddy?
Be all right?
No, I've had a bad day.
I kind of give him a bit of a shoulder hug. It's all right. Don't worry, mate. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It is, though, he says.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. Mm. Is it me?
How'd you get in the tower?
What do you mean?
Sorry.
When I got here, it was mostly broken.
No, when you stole the crystal.
That? I'm just a good thief.
It's pretty good, I guess.
That gnome is angry.
That checks out. That checks out.
Oh, you work for the gnome?
Wow. Well, just to get it.
Well, this crystal's gone.
Yeah. He's not going to be happy.
No. Mm. I fancy not.
This was never about the crystal? Or it was? I'm not sure.
Did we win? Did we fail? I feel that this is a failure.
Can I pull the cat off the rapier? Rapier?
I assume you took him off.
I'd like to pick him up and just hold him onto my arm. I don't know why, but if we find a well, I'm going to put this cat inside it. Don't. Let's not question that.
Okay.
It's happening though.
So, you guys return to town eventually.
Do we? I feel we should.
Oh, will you?
Do we? Like, well, we fucked up.
You guys have got horses and the free open world and a lot of places where no gnomes will try to get revenge for taking their health potions and delivering on the promise.
Do you want to squirt the gnome and make you feel better?
Do you want to go back and just be like, hey, gnome, this has happened. Sorry. Squirt him with some water.
I will just kill you. There will be no rolls.
I think what I do is I take the dead cat. I flip it over my shoulder. I'm like, you know what, lads? I point, like, away from Lithgow. I think adventure awaits somewhere other than here. Get on my horse.
Let's go find a well.
Let's go find a well.
You ride off into the sunset. Nice.
Good.
And we'll leave these adventurers there. See you next week for Season 2 of D&D is for Nerds.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.